Jelena Cosic have been working for a network called BERN, Balkan Investigative Reporting Network, for about 3 years now. Jelena, what is BERN exactly about?
Like you said, BERN stands for Balkan Investigative Reporting Network, which means that we gather journalists and editors from whole region working on specific topics and stories, from daily news reports to in-depth analysis and deeply investigative work as well. They are like collaborating together on their country-based stories or on their regional researches or analysis as well.
What kind of reports do you cover? Could you name an example?
We have different reports. We have daily news from whole region, but we have certain focus pages on our website. On the website, Balkan Insight, everything is separated by the states in the region, and also we have certain focus pages, like Kosovo focus page, like, for example, joining EU or transitional justice is just this new project that we are starting on. And a bunch others, actually. The one thing that it's like burning issue of today's, we are doing template especially for that story, or actually stories, and we are doing like sequels, interviews, and everything on the issue on the certain template.
Could you, for example, name an example for an investigative research recently?
Okay, beside that, we have so many programs, of course. And we have Balkan Fellowship for Journalism Excellence. That's a fellowship program, and BERN is giving that to 10 regional journalists, and they are conducting like 3 to 6 months serious investigations on certain topic. For example, we are just about to finish it now, and from that we will get 10 really strong research stories. For example, in last like month or two, we had really important story on dump industry here in Belgrade. We had really significant story and quite good impact on Avala TV station ownership. At the moment, we are also doing like 3 big investigations. One is on NGO sector. The other one is pharmacology industry here in the region. And the third one is on Ohrid Agreement, which is basically local story that we will like research what happens there.
What about corruption? I read that there's also focus on corruption cases at Bern.
Yeah, we are from time to time we are doing corruption stories as well. Agrobank is one of the big stories that we've done again. But I cannot mention, of course, all of them. We've done high-level state corruption.
Is it dangerous in Belgrade, for example, to do any investigations about corruption?
It's the funny thing that I think that all of the journalists that I've ever spoken to are asking that question. Investigative journalists, I don't think that they are under so much pressure. Pressure usually comes from auto-censorship in terms that you know that your editor or editor-in-chief or the owner of the news or the media would never allow you to do a certain topic. That kind of pressure is like big. On the other hand, news portals or investigative reporting organizations doesn't suffer from that much pressure because they're trying to neglect what we are doing, and they're not republishing it into state national media, and in that way they don't find us relevant. Of course, from then on, they're like probably willing to sue us, but it's not working that easily for them as well.
How difficult is it to get your articles printed in the newspapers here or in other outlets?
Yeah, I think that's like huge issue actually, because even though you've done a serious story on any case, it's really hard to reprint it because only several newspapers or magazines are willing actually to reprint it. Television stations, almost none is willing to do anything about it, and maybe some news portals, because they have this thing that they are like, it's not like that they are not trusting it, they're trusting it, but because of different like issues with their ownership, with their position in the media world here in Serbia, things are difficult for them as well. On the other hand, I think the biggest issue is that actually they don't have any kind of will to do it.
Are there any other publications in Belgrade that are focused, for example, on investigative research?
They are not publications, but there is this group of investigative journalists from CINS, which stands for Center of Investigative Journalism of Serbia. And they have journalists from OCCRP, Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Network. I would say that's the only bigger players in the scene, because we have some local projects as well throughout the whole Serbia area. I also know that there are some individual cases, really rare, but I have to mention them because they are never mentioned, actually, that they are conducting their small, but I find them really important investigations in their local communities.
So what is it about? Is it all about money, or what is the reason that, for example, investigative research is so difficult to be found here in the region?
Yeah, recently I heard this great sentence, and it covers all the answer to your question. It goes like this. The biggest problem for investigative journalism and why there aren't so many investigative reporters is because they don't have enough time, and second, they don't have enough money for do that. If we consider that time is money, then we came to a point where there is not enough money for them to do this serious research. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Nobody is willing to pay for serious research because media houses themselves have shady part of their work that they don't want to be discovered. And they are not free and open to give opportunity and time for their journalists to do the serious jobs.
What exactly fascinated you, for example, when you started at the Bern office in Belgrade?
3 years ago, it was a much smaller office than it is today. And it was really hardcore group of enthusiasts. And I have to say workaholics as well, because they are working all the time and it doesn't matter if it's night, day, weekends or holidays. And because that's certain thing that you don't have any kind of a doubt that what you're doing is pointless. You see clear picture why you're doing it, and then you don't have any kind of problem in working for that because your interests are quite clear in that. I think that's the most important thing.
And in one sentence, last question, what does your work make sensible?
Well, I think that the crucial thing for me is that it is important for me, and I find it important, and I like it.
Thank you, Elena, for the interview.
Thank you very much.